The milk progesterone assay can also be used to determine the pregnancy status of a cow, but there are some problems. Remember, the cow must have high progesterone to be pregnant, and the milk progesterone will parallel the blood progesterone. Therefore, the milk progesterone assay is based on the milk progesterone concentration 21 to 24 days after breeding. Therefore, it's very important that we know the accurate AI or breeding dates, and this test cannot be done randomly in a herd. The milk progesterone is run 21 days after breeding. At 21 days after breeding, if the progesterone is low, then there's no chance that the cow is pregnant, and that the results here are almost 100% if the progesterone is low. This is shown on the second graph below. If the progesterone is high 21 days after breeding, this means that the cow may be pregnant. This is shown in the first graph. Why only 80% accurate? Because not all cows are actually bred at estrus, and not all estrus cycles are exactly 21 days long. Therefore, if just any cow has a high progesterone, that does not mean she's pregnant. The bottom graph shows that if breeding did not occur during estrus, which sometimes happens, then 21 days later, the milk progesterone will be high, but the cow won't be pregnant. Another test that can possibly be used is protein B, or bovine pregnancy-specific protein B, or BTP1, or BPSB. That's a mouthful. Protein B is secreted by the trophoblast cells, but it's a radioimmunoassay, and it's fairly tedious to do. It really doesn't look like the protein B assay is much better than rectal palpation. Early pregnancy factor is something that's being advertised in many magazines. It potentially looks very exciting, as supposedly it's positive as early as 3 to 4 days after breeding. Click on the link and go to the webpage for the early pregnancy factor. It's put out by the company, but it's interesting information.